What is going on? Welcome back to the No Cell Wrestling Podcast. This is your host, and today we're going to be talking about the Undisputed Era breakup, which led to Adam Cole versus Kyle O'Reilly at Stand and Deliver Night 2. And this one was emotional because if you didn't know, Undisputed Era is one of my top three favorite factions of all time. I'd have to think about the order. No, let me just fire them off real quick. The Shield, the Hart Foundation, and then probably Undisputed Era. Bullet Club after that. Like, Undisputed Era is one of my favorite factions of all time. I've been watching them wrestle for, what, 3-4 years now. It's been great. Adam Cole's a great wrestler. Everybody in the faction's a great wrestler. When they added Roderick Strong, put him over the edge. So, to see them break up, man, that was heavy. But it was inevitable, honestly. The way that Kyle O'Reilly was constantly trying to get Finn Balor to join. Like, I see Adam Cole's point of view, trying to get Finn Balor to join Undisputed Era. And then at the same time, I see Kyle O'Reilly's point of view, like, man, you turned your back on me over Finn Balor, over the NXT Championship. The championship meant more than the Brotherhood, I guess. But, yeah, the breakup was tough. I want to see what everybody does. I think that Kyle O'Reilly is likely going to go into the NXT title picture, which I don't understand how. He's lost twice, the last time cleanly, so yeah, Adam Cole, apparently, if Shawn Michaels' latest words in a press conference are to be believed, Adam Cole's NXT career is not over, so, okay. And then Roderick Strong's obviously staying on NXT. I think he should get into the NXT title picture, and I think he should beat Karrion Kross, honestly. That's what I think should happen in a year's time. But, anyway, let me slow down. So, Undisputed Era broke up after Kyle O'Reilly and the Undisputed Era came to save Finn Balor from an attack by Pete Dunne and Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch. And then at the end of the attack, Kyle O'Reilly helps Finn Balor up, basically points at the Undisputed Era logo, and then Finn stands with the three of them. And he begins to pose, and Adam Cole super kicks him. Kyle O'Reilly's like, yo, what'd you do that for? Adam Cole super kicks him too. Roderick Strong breaks up everything. And that was the end of the takeover. And then the next week on NXT, Adam Cole comes out again, super kicks Kyle O'Reilly. This time, brainbusters him on the steel steps, basically making it clear to everyone he did not kick Kyle O'Reilly in a fit of rage, and he's sorry about it. No, he really did kick him in the face because he meant it, and he's going to do it again, this time try to cripple his best friend. Kyle O'Reilly was stretchered off. And then the next week, Roderick Strong and Adam Cole are fighting. Adam Cole super kicks him, and then he makes Roddy think, you know, like, oh man, I'm sorry, and you know, we didn't have to fight. Rips off the dog tags from Roderick Strong's neck, which basically signifies, yeah, Undisputed Era is 100% done for. There's no coming back from this one, and he super kicks him. And, man, it was pretty sad. You know, he just destroys all his brothers. I wonder what Bobby Fish is going to do, but he just destroys all of his brothers, you know, his former brothers, I guess, over the NXT Championship. And honestly, to me, this is more impactful than DIY. Hopefully it doesn't go on as long as the DIY storyline did. They had like 17 matches. But yeah, man, it was tough. And then Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly have a meeting to sign their contract. By the way, the entire build up to this, they can't stop fighting each other. They attack each other in a training room. Kyle O'Reilly tries to run Adam Cole off of the road in a car. Like, what the heck? And then they have a contract signing. And Adam Cole cuts the promo of his career. I think, yeah, he cuts the promo of his career, basically calling Kyle O'Reilly a lapdog. He'll never be better than that. Kyle O'Reilly cuts the promo of his career too. I mean, to a lesser extent, it wasn't as good as Adam Cole's, talking about how he became a better person than the rest of Undisputed Era didn't. They signed their contract. There's a fight. Adam Cole punches William Regal, which, you know, you can't do that. And then they go into TakeOver Stand and Deliver, where they have a 40-minute epic. And thing about this match, there were a lot of people roasting each of their entrance musics, which is like, I guess. I did like Kyle O'Reilly's theme. I liked both of their theme music, actually. I'm not going to pretend I don't like it. I like both of their theme musics, and I think that it's great. They had a match. It went 40 minutes, which to some people is way too long. Wrestling's my job. I can sit and watch wrestling for 75 hours if I wanted to. It's that good. I really do enjoy it that much. So it was great to me. It was hardcore. There was a chain involved. I was not hardcore, but it was a hard-hitting affair. There was a chain involved. There was a toolbox. There was a tire iron. There was a brainbuster onto the steel step. Somebody got tackled through the stage. Oh, Kyle O'Reilly got slammed through the stage. There was a suplex on the table, and it didn't break, which always looks worse than when it does break. There was Adam Cole hit Kyle O'Reilly in the face with a television. And then there's the spot where Adam Cole originally sets up the chair upside down so that the legs are facing outwards and the bending opening gap of the chair is also facing upwards. He puts Kyle O'Reilly on the top rope and basically trash talking him. Kyle O'Reilly hits a low blow, which earlier in the match, Adam Cole hit a low blow on Kyle O'Reilly earlier, which didn't get a three count. Oh, by the way, which reminds me, Kyle O'Reilly had the most amazing kick out after Panama Sunrise. He doesn't like kick out and throw his body all up. Like, he literally, the only thing he lifts in the kick out is his shoulder, and he barely lifts it off the ground for like a second, which makes the ref stop his count, and he immediately passes out again. It was just great. Anyway, so the chair is set down. The chair is folded outwards, like you would go to sit in it. But instead of setting it upright, he sets it facing downwards with the legs pointing upwards. And then Adam Cole is about to, I don't know, superplex him on it or something. But Kyle O'Reilly hits him with the low blow, which callback to earlier in the match. He sets Adam Cole up onto the chair so his body is laying in between the legs, which are facing upwards. Remember, the chair is opened, but facing downwards, and the legs are facing upwards towards the sky. And Kyle O'Reilly takes the chain, wraps it around his knee, then flies off the top rope, knee first into Adam Cole's back, and the chair shatters, and Adam Cole does an awesome twitch to sell it. And that wins the match. And it was a war. It was a war. It was a classic. It was emotional. The commentating, though, was very bad. Not all of the commentators. Beth Phoenix is amazing, obviously, and Stu Bennett is also amazing. I mean, Wade Barrett is also amazing, but I don't know who the guy is, honestly. I can't remember his name for the life of me, but he is a horrible commentator. It just makes you realize how great Mauro Ranallo was. Apparently, he's off doing better things now, but man, Mauro Ranallo was an amazing commentator, a once-in-a-generation commentator. It's just sad that, you know, he had to leave for mental health sake. But, yeah, no, the guy that they have replacing him, I cannot think of his name to save my life, but he is terrible. I hate him. I hate how he commentates. I hate his style of commentating. I hate that he always cuts off Beth Phoenix. I hate that he doesn't know his holds. I hate that he's always mentioning something random at the most inopportune times. Kyle O'Reilly has Adam Cole in a knee lock, and he's saying, oh man, Adam Cole's neck must hurt so bad from that earlier attack. Like, what are you talking about, dude? There's a knee bar on him. He doesn't care about his neck. His leg's about to snap in half. Anyway, the commentator between Wade Barrett and Beth Phoenix was really bad. But other than that, that match was amazing. And I just want to know where they're going to go from here. Roderick Strong seems to be doing his own thing. And, you know, I'm okay with it. I hope Roddy Strong gets a push. I really hope he isn't lost in the shuffle. Because, realistically, Kyle O'Reilly should not be the number one contender for the NXT Championship. He lost twice. Both times clean, actually, because the Adam Cole interference thing wasn't until after the fact. So, yeah, both times were clean. He lost the NXT Championship. He lost an NXT Championship match twice. Cleanly to Finn Balor, who lost to Karrion Kross. So, I really don't see how he is even in contention for an NXT title shot. But I'm sure they're going to find some way. He's going to win a Battle Royal or something. So, I just really hope Roderick Strong doesn't get lost in the shuffle. And if he can get a couple good victories, maybe a takeover victory against, say, I don't know, Finn Balor? Maybe not a takeover victory, because that's sacred, I guess. He's, what, 14-2? Screw it. Make him 14-3 and get Roddy to win so he can put a proverbial rocket on his back and strap him. Strap him up to a rocket. Fire him off to the moon. Give him a push. Why not? Kyle O'Reilly, I don't really know what to do with him because he is a good wrestler. I'm not trying to say that he's not a good wrestler. I'm trying to say that he's just not deserving of the NXT Championship right now. But also, he's not really in a position, he's not really low enough for the North American title. Not to say it has no meaning, but North American title is usually for guys who aren't in the main event, still developing their craft. Kyle O'Reilly's developed his craft, but he's just not, he just hasn't earned an NXT championship shot. So I'm very interested to see what they do with Kyle O'Reilly, how they do it, where he goes from here, honestly, because like I said, it's really up in the air what they do with him, honestly. I don't think he's deserving the NXT title in a or shot either, but I'm guessing his program with Adam Cole is going to continue, and I'm okay with that. I think my biggest pet peeve is when you start off a giant program and you make the first match a no-holds-barred match or an unsanctioned match or a street fight. It just kind of feels like it's hard to follow that up. It's really hard to follow that up because NXT just doesn't do Hell in a Cell, it seems like. So I just think it's really hard to follow up an unsanctioned match with, say, you know, a normal match. That's why the DIY storyline flowed as well as it did at the start, because it started with a normal match. And that was great, in my opinion, at least. It was great. It was a great start. So I wonder what they're going to do. You can't really follow up an unsanctioned match without the title being involved. That's another issue. The title is involved, so you can't do like a ladder match or something. So it's likely going to go from like unsanctioned to like street fight or something stupid, and they're basically going to have the same match except with less spots and less time, because we've already seen that match. It was a 5-star classic. In my mind, Dave Meltzer means nothing to me. So honestly, I don't know how you follow that up. Obviously, this is not a one match program, but I definitely think that they should have started with a normal match. It's a formula that's been proven to work. And I don't know. For Adam Cole, he is obviously going to stay in NXT. He has no shot at getting the NXT title. He lost to Finn. He was going to lose to Karrion Kross. He lost to Keith Lee. And then he loses to Kyle O'Reilly here, so he really isn't like no shot to get the NXT title. The North American title would just feel like a joke to him. It would be like if he told Brock Lesnar, "Hey, dude, you're coming back, but you got to win the IC title." Like, that's just not something that you do, no matter how prestigious that title potentially is. So Adam Cole is way above the North American Championship. Honestly, I think he should get called up, and I know that this is an unpopular opinion on the internet. People are like, "No, this has to be a program. He's just got to go 3 or 4 more months." No, no, it really doesn't. You really don't have to draw it out that long. They could have another match potentially. But Adam Cole lost. He put over Kyle O'Reilly. He's got nothing left to do in NXT. Literally nothing. He's done everything. He's won a Dusty Cup. He's held every championship. He's main evented takeovers. He's had an unsanctioned match. He's had 3 War Games matches. He's literally done everything that you can do in NXT, and I think that it's time to call him up, honestly. So yeah, that was the UE breakup. I was emotional. I want to see what Bobby Fish has to do. Roderick Strong deserves a push. Kyle O'Reilly is in a strange place, and Adam Cole should be called up. If you enjoyed this and you're listening on Spotify, please leave a review. It really helps out. And the YouTube channel should be up soon. And yeah, this is Elton Sign.